the union. All we're pushing for is a fair process come 2021.
Listen to the Devil's Advocates live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m.
The following program is an independent production. Opinions expressed may not reflect those of Devil Radio, our staff, or our sponsors. Enjoy.
Tell me why.
It's time for the Dane by Local radio show. Let's get local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Let's Get Local here Saturday, February 20th. Thanks so much for joining us here on a Saturday and for the program. As we got a lot of great guests on today, we hope to bring you some great stories and some inspiration and turn you on to some of our local events and wonderful places and venues here right around this South Central Wisconsin that we all live and love. And love a little bit more this week, Jimmy, because the temperatures are coming up just a touch.
I feel like we need to wear shorts. The balmy weather is just around the corner, Jason.
I know. It's good. I mean, 30s and 40s. It's been a while. Oh, okay. Our first guest, he's got shorts on. He wore shorts to work. So he's ready to go. Shorts and a t-shirt.
As long as it's not a Zoom accident wearing shorts.
Exactly, yeah. Well, Jimmy, how you doing this week? Doing well?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
Doing okay. Yeah, I mean, we're pushing through things, and there's still challenges. There's still things happening that aren't great in the world, but there's a lot of hope and a lot of good things happening. That's what we're here to highlight today, too. So we're going to jump into it.
Excellent.
Our first guest is the owner of Pancake Cafe Stoughton, just to get you thinking food and get you a little hungry. And Jimmy K and I were both talking about pancakes just a moment ago. So we're going to bring in Drew now, the owner of Pancake Cafe Stoughton. Drew, good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Phenomenal morning. Loving life, living the dream. Thanks for having me.
Now, did you even bring a coat? Was it just shorts and t-shirts the whole way from your car to work, or what was it?
I'm shorts and t-shirt, even like negative 30 degree weather. I'm Sicilian and Mexican, so I'm warm-blooded.
Beautiful. All right, Drew, tell us a little bit about Pancake Cafe Stoughton and just where the business is, how people can find it, and your current services.
Sure. We're out here in Stoughton, Wisconsin, of course, right off of Highway 138. We're directly in front of the Walmart, so it's pretty hard to miss us. Offering breakfast food, lunch food, dinner. We're actually open till 8 p.m. now. We're the only pancake cafe that's open till 8 o'clock Sunday through Thursday. Cake.net, you can do online orders, and we also do deliveries now. So you can call us at 205-6655, and we deliver to Stoughton, Oregon, McFarland, the town of Dunn, anywhere within a 7-mile radius.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I know when that development came out and we saw the Pancake Cafe going there, right away we went and checked that out, my kids and I and family, and enjoyed it. Great food, great stuff there, good prices. I mean, it's a good place if you're looking for a bite. Obviously, you know, the pancakes are a big feature, but you have pretty much a whole bunch of things on the menu there. What are some of the highlights?
Oh, man. We introduced a specials menu probably around May or June when we open back up. We have a hangover burrito that people really love. It's Italian beef, pepper jack cheese, onions, peppers, French fries, chipotle mayo, all wrapped up in the flour tortilla. We have a chicken and sausage gravy. We actually hand bread and cut all of our chicken breasts, toss it in seasoned flour. We hand make the sausage gravy. That's been very popular. I just introduced chicken and waffles yesterday. That was delicious. But yeah, a lot of our chorizo's handmade. The breakfast burrito's phenomenal. We are definitely, definitely more than just pancakes at Pancake Cafe.
Although my kids still have said your chocolate chip pancakes are the best they've had.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Pretty great, that's for sure. You know, something interesting, Drew, that, you know, when we just exchanged and talked about having you on the show, was you talked a little bit about, you know, we're a restaurant, here's what we are, but we're so much more than that. I know you personally said there's someone that affected your life and really helped steer your life direction to who you are now. Tell us a little bit more about that journey.
Absolutely. When I was younger, of course, I had the pleasure of working for Bonefish Grill under Chef Rod. And for those who know Chef Rod Ladson, he was a very credible man. He was involved in, you know, many for-profit and non-for-profit organizations. I was able to work with him day by day, you know, iron sharpening iron. He taught me about school, kids, love, women, business, bringing people together, and just, you know, always putting other people before yourself. And he really taught me servant leadership. You know, the best thing that he could ever say to me as a compliment was to say nothing to me. And man, I miss him every day, but he was more than a friend. He was more than a mentor. He was more than a father. He was more than an idol to me while he was here. So
that's amazing to find people like that in our lives. And then look what you've done and taken and run with that. What got you into, to cooking and wanting to do this?
When I was working with Chef Rod, we did a teacher appreciation event for an elementary school in Madison, Wisconsin, Sandberg Elementary. And we brought people together. We brought educators and their spouses, and we provided them with food and raffled off teacher appreciation bags and had a couple of students give teacher appreciation speeches. And it was just a very impactful and valuable service that we provide to a community. And it was beyond belief to me. I didn't know how impactful it was until I started, you know, going back to that school and picking up my son and teachers placing their hand on my shoulders and saying, "Drew, we really appreciate what you did for us. I've been an educator for 30 years, never felt better in my life." But that moment, I decided I wanted to be, you know, I wanted to be as impactful and as valuable to communities that I can. And I decided I wanted to empower as many people as I can for as long as I can and for many more years after. So I decided, hey, someday I'm going to own my own restaurant. I'm going to host empowering events and activities, and I'm going to build a brand, and I'm going to get people to, you know, the employees to buy into what we do. And 4 or 5 years later, we saw an opportunity as a family and an investment team, and we did it, and we're doing it. It just so happened to be a month before COVID, so.
Hey, that's where I was going next. It's been a challenging time for everybody, of course, but you've found a lot of ways to continue that philanthropic nature, you know, in Stoughton and area communities. I know you listed off some things to me, just incredible stuff you've been doing. Tell us and tell the audience about some of those things that you've done in the last 11 months.
Well, I mean, first and foremost, you know, we couldn't have achieved any of this with our phenomenal employees here at Pancake, without the phenomenal businesses locally here in Stoughton, and some in Madison and Oregon and McFarland. You know, it was really a team effort. In April and May, Primal Strength and Fitness and Pancake Cafe Stoughton, we partnered together to feed over 2,000 kids breakfast and lunch. That was an incredible thing. Again, people from the local community gave donations for us to help run a pantry as well. In May, we actually had Aaron Weber from Aaron Weber Group, a real estate agent, donate money for us to feed first responders and medical staff. So we'd have people from the Stoughton Hospital coming in at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning, getting their homemade corned beef, getting their Jones Farm sausage and eggs. And we did that for a couple of months. We partnered with the Boys and Girls Club in May and June to actually deliver hot breakfast food to Stoughton and Oregon, Stoughton Police Department, Oregon Fire Department, so on and so forth. That was phenomenal. And then we actually partnered with TDS back in August, September, and October, and we did what was called Wellness Wednesdays, which was really cool. We had people coming in, and outside we were doing social distance activities such as yoga, Pilates, work classes. We did that with Rougie Wellness and Level Up, which is a gym in Stoughton as well. And we actually were able to partner with Palette Pleasures, which is a catering company in Madison, where Chef Patience was actually able to provide healthy meals to all the participants to go. And then we provided healthy, but chicken tenders and fries for the kids. So we told all the moms it was, you know, it was a women's wellness day. You know, the husbands had to fend for themselves. some of the two biggest events that I would say that we did that were very impactful and brought tears to my eyes is we partnered with Palette Pleasures and TDS and other local gyms, other local businesses, One Community Bank, and many local sponsors to feed over 300 adults and children hot Thanksgiving food on Thanksgiving Day. We did that with Palette Pleasures as well. I actually turned 33 on Thanksgiving, so we shut the restaurant down. Dan Pruer was my volunteer coordinator. Big shout out to him. I couldn't have done it without him. We had 22 volunteer drivers that were socially distanced outside. We had one family of six packing all the food. Yeah, really beyond belief how a community came together to do that. And then our last event in December, it was called a Santa's Workshop. We received donations for toys and clothes for the youth to come and actually pick out gifts for other people. So we had, you know, toddlers coming in. Who are you shopping for? And they're like, oh, I'm shopping for my grandma. I'm shopping for my brother or sister. That was really cool. We did a gift wrapping station and we provided hot chocolate and treats as well. And Mr. and Mrs. Claus were there, so...
That's amazing, Drew. That's such a list. And it's the power of local organizations and groups working together, too, like you said. I mean, you just named off all these other groups that got together with you for these efforts. And that's what we see so much from our local businesses and organizations. It's amazing stuff. You know, I just want to say thank you for all of that. I mean, you were a new business owner. You got all these, you know, had all these big challenges come up with COVID and all of that, and you still continued to be true to yourself and your mission and everything you wanted to continue to do. So that's fantastic, man. Big props to you on that.
I appreciate that. You know, I learned from the best, Chef Rod. Like I tell you, he's probably the best mentor I'll ever have in this lifetime, you know, and to reminisce and to remember our conversations and our one-on-ones and, you know, right, go through that. It drives me every day to be a
Drew, we appreciate your time so much and everything you're doing over there at Pancake Cafe Stoughton. You can find out more about them at pancakecafe.com and give them a shout, give them a look, and give them some love. Thanks, Drew, for your time. Take care, okay? We'll catch you on the other side of the break. You're listening to Devil Radio 92.7 FM.
Hello, I'm Sue Peck with Evolution Financial. Have you found yourself at that tipping point where you realize your finances have become just a bit too complicated? Or maybe you have so much on your plate and you'd love to focus on and support the passions that are most important to you. If you're looking for a local, independent, fee-only, fiduciary financial advisor, contact me, Sue Peck, CFP professional with Evolution Financial. Search online for Evolution Financial Madison.
Evolution Financial is a registered investment advisor with the state of Wisconsin.
Stream the Devils and Progressive News and Talk 24-7 at the Devils Advocates Radio Network, Wisconsin. That's DARNWI.com. That's DARNWI.com.
Hi, this is Dom from the Devil's Advocates inviting you to join us on Patreon.com. Patreon allows for our audience to access exclusive programming not available anywhere else and gives you the ability to directly support the greatest radio show ever. History's patrons have supported the works of Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, Monet, and now with your support, the Devil's Advocates. So please go to Patreon.com and search the Devil's Advocates to pick your subscription. That's Patreon.com and the Devil's Advocates, the greatest radio show ever.
Hey, I'm Chris.
And I'm Fancy Brian.
And we are your hosts for a new podcast called On the Bus with Chris and Brian, where we welcome you on board the tour bus with artists from all over the place, giving you a taste for what life is really like on tour.
I have so many stories to tell you guys. I just wish I remembered them all.
Fancy Brian, don't you ever run for office. Live vicariously through those who actually live these stories from the road.
Podcasts drop every other Tuesday on DevilRadio927.com.
No yelling on the bus! Saturday morning at 9 a.m., tune in for Ask the Builder and hear about projects that can be done to improve your space. Join me, Naomi Croft, and members of our team at Bachman Construction as we take calls from the community and share our family's three generations of experience.
Ask the Builder is Saturdays at 9 a.m.
A progressive voice in rural Wisconsin, WTTN 1580 AM is South Central Wisconsin's home for Devil Radio.
Back here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Thanks for listening to Let's Get Local each and every Saturday. Again, the show is replayed on Sundays at the same time. This whole great Saturday lineup replayed on Sundays in case you miss it Saturday. So don't be concerned in case you don't catch a Saturday, 1580 AM or 92.7 FM. You can still catch the show. And, of course, you can call into the show, 844-967-2789, to tell us your favorite shout-out for your favorite local business. Anytime you like, we'll take those and try to get those on air for you. Right now, though, we turn our attention to Mr. Colin Murray from Dame by Local. Colin, how are you today?
I'm good. You know, after listening to Drew there, I'm kind of hungry, though. I think I'm going to go down to Pancake Cafe.
That was the idea. You know, we start you off hungry, and then we kind of, you know, go from there. So, Colin, I know there's so much happening with Dame by Local, and we've talked about a lot the last few weeks, but there's so much in connection with other groups that we know about, too, local events, local happenings, and you've got a list of them you wanted to talk about today. So let's tell everybody about things that are taking place in our community that are good things to support.
Yeah, so there's a ton of stuff going on. So I just have just a few of the things that are coming up here in the next few days that I wanted to mention to people. So one of them is Delta Beer Lab over on Badger Lane on the south side of the city, southeast side of the city. They are turning 2 years old, and they are celebrating as a result of that. In fact, that's today. Starting at noon today, they're going to have various ways that you can celebrate, either by driving up, virtually or in person, where you can take advantage and indulge in a beer or two. So I thought that'd be an appropriate way to start out our segment here with a little beer, right?
Absolutely. Colin, let me say one quick thing about Delta Beer Lab. Such an interesting business and concept. And if you look up how it started and the story behind it, it's really incredible. And I have, you know, I've got some friends that are pretty big into science, you know, one who actually works in a science lab. And so next time he came to Madison, we were all set to go, and then COVID hit and all that. But we want to drink beer out of beakers. We just want to do that. And Delta Beer Lab lets you do that. It's fantastic.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. They've got a great model over there, and they've been hit hard by the pandemic. So they definitely need the support. So check them out. You can find more information at www.delta.beer. I didn't know there was a dot beer out there, but that's our website. So check them out that way. All right. So next we've got Sustain Dane, a fine nonprofit here in Madison, talking about sustainability. And they have a program coming up called Accelerate Sustainability Workshop. It's free. There are two sessions. One is on February 25th, and the second one is on March 25th. These are one-hour sessions that will be taking a look at various aspects of sustainability. So you can find more information by reaching out to their partner, which is visitmadison.com. And you go to partnership@visitmadison.com for more information. They can fill you in on the details there. Great organization. We need to make sure to be supporting Sustain Dane in all their efforts here in the Madison area. All right, another kind of fun event that's coming up is the Monroe Street Curbside Carryout Kit. That's a mouthful for sure, but this is really cool. I like this idea. So it includes turkey and wild rice soup, bread and salad from Brasserie V, four specialty beers from Garth's Brew Bar, a pina colada mix from Everly, and a 1,000-piece puzzle box from Mystery to Me. So how fun is that? That whole kit, put it together. You'll have a good evening event with that. It's intended for 2 to 3 people, and the price is $85. You can go to MonroeStreetMadison.com for more information on that particular project. So a fun project that you can do. They're going to have, by the way, the pickup on that is either February 25th or February 27th. So you've got a couple of different opportunities there. So check that out, MonroeStreetMadison.com.
I love then how, Colin, I love how creative people are getting. You know, it's been a long winter. We had this long stretch, difficult times, and people are like, we've got to get some fun out to folks. And they're finding unique and creative ways to do it. So I love that.
Great idea. And, you know, I'd love to see more of this sort of thing. And you are starting to see more of that pop up here where businesses are collaborating together. That's what it's all about. We got to all work together to survive, right? You know, keep our local businesses out there. So one that's probably near and dear to your heart, Jason, is the Big Share. So this is put on by Community Shares of Wisconsin. They do this as an annual event, a fundraiser for their 70 or so nonprofit groups that they have. They're focused on equity, just community, and environmental issues. So certainly something that's near and dear to many of us here in the Madison area, Dean County. So the Big Share this year is on March 2nd, and it'll be all over the place. Facebook is a great place to do that. And I know you're involved with that with Project Home and your efforts over there. You're one of the members of Community Shares. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's going to be the 7th annual online giving day, online giving event. It's kind of like a day and a half now. It's just such a great awareness event for a lot of local, small, nonprofit advocacy groups and other groups working on some important issues to sustain our community and improve our community. And on top of it, we also raise a lot of money at the same time, but it's really two-pronged. It's getting the word out, awareness for so many great groups, and then also the dollars. So there's multiple ways to participate. You obviously can't donate to all 70 nonprofits, but you can help share the information and participate online, and that helps reach other people, which can raise more dollars.
Exactly. And I think you've got Sherry from Community Shares coming on. Is it next week? Onto the show.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Sherry next week and get the scoop on the latest and all the new happenings. It's a little different this year with COVID and everything else, but it's still going to be a very fun and exciting event.
Yeah, great, great. So that's coming up on March 2nd. You can go to thebigshare.org for more information on that particular thing. Then just a couple things as far as Dane Bay Local is concerned. Of course, we've got the Soups On event that continues. You can order through midnight tonight for this week for pickup next Tuesday at Feed Kitchen. So that continues to take place. As it stands right now, this program is going to run through March 9th. And we just had a big development that happened this morning that I can't announce yet, but I've got good news for Westsiders and a little extension to the project. So we're going to work out the details, and we'll hopefully later this next week, we'll have a big announcement as far as the Soups On project is concerned. But order today to pick up next Tuesday over at Feed Kitchen.
Oh, Colin, I thought we were gonna drop some brand new urgent news right here on Let's Get Local this morning, Colin. You almost had us. We have to go to a break, Colin. Thanks for all the great info, though. Keep up the great work. Support your community. Support everybody out there. Go local. And Colin Murray from Dane by Local, bunch more and all those happenings, danebylocal.com. Colin, take care. Thanks so much for all the good updates, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Jason. Take care.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM. Again, thank our sponsors, Madison Water Utility and Evolution Financial. If you want to be a sponsor, reach out to Devil Radio. Be back in a bit.